first to Jose.
Okay.
This is Dr. Tibet using our endoscopic colonoscopy report on patient Julian Davidson. Indicator she was GERD, constipation, abdominal pain, diarrhea, strategic magazine, and theology. Dr. Raj, patient emergency blood pressure, patient biopsy, and colonoscopy biopsy. And a tattoo injection, instrumental obesity, used for colonoscopy, and Parkinson's time, but patient, patient, clear, love, energy. It's good to know what carry pass after starting surgery for the bugwurst, and the rest. If so, what should do it? Look mild, do 90 pass, we take into a role. She'll explain to me, address, we enter, but look down the punch, as per animal, gas, cell, basket, and health, and then Sajiba, but so for chemical. I'm going to go to the patient's first. Left side of the colon appears to be having a diffuse diverticulosis. One area in the at the 40 centimeter from the anus seems like a distal sigmoid colon, mid to distal sigmoid colon, which appeared to have an inverted tick, inverted diverticulosis with the possibility of infected, inverted infected diverticulum, possibility of diverticulitis. I injected with the Indian tattoo black marker a few folds above and a few folds below the this affected area of the colon for the future reference. Coming out, the rest of the rectum will be remarkable. Rectal fissure, then question to complication. Finding number one, the gross esophagus. Number two, mild gastritis, number three, mild urinitis, number four, colonoscopy of cecum and the term alien, number five, tortuous colon, number six, adequate prep, number seven, term ileum and colon and rectum appear unremarkable, no evidence of any colitis, proctitis, or ileitis. But the random biopsy taken were macroscopic inflammation as a work of irregular bowel movements, diarrhea, and constipation. Number eight, patient has left side diverticulosis. Number nine, patient has one area, the 40 centimeter from the anus, appear to have an infected, inverted diverticulum with the possibility of segmental diverticulitis. There was also some inflammatory granulation tissue noted at the infected portion of the diverticulum. This area was marked with a tattooing for the future reference, few folds above, few folds below the this infected area, number eight and nine, question into hammer. Recommendation, other than the small biopsy, of the pathology, but follow it to serve the two, away from the small biopsy, was seen excluded, number three, away from the random biopsy, colon and term, inner romance, information, number four, number five. I'm going to start the patient empirically on Cipro, 500 milligram BID, and Flagyl, 500 milligram TID for 10 days. I'm going to also send the patient CT abdomen pelvis for further evaluation. And I would bring the patient in, depending on the CT scan finding, if there does not appear to be any exudation of fluid, if this does not appear to be an infiltration of the inflammatory process, infection process, and the wall of the colon or in the adjacent area of the colon, then if that's the case, then to refer the patient for surgery. But otherwise, if you don't see any other inflammatory process happening in the CAT scan, then I'm going to bring the patient back in about 6 to 8 weeks for flexible sigmoidoscopy to evaluate this area again. And further management will be dependent on that flexible sigmoidoscopy finding. And if this appears to be continued active process, then recommendation has segmental resection of this affected area of the colon, and that's the reason the tattooing will help us to identify the area, whether for the flexible sigmoidoscopy or whether if the patient needs a surgical resection, then that marker will help surgeon to find out the location. Patient is, I told the patient, I'll tell the patient to be on a soft diet, blended fiber. End of the patient, please send a copy to Dr. Ortiz and copy to Dr. Padamsari. Their procedure was April 30th, 2022. Patient or procedural complication. Thanks.
Okay.